I remember when the only way to see an Indian film in the Bay Area was to go to the Naz Theater in Fremont. It was a little shabby, the samosas always seemed a little stale, but you could see a Bollywood film on the big screen. That was a rare treat for us. But that was Bollywood, 3 hours long, song and dance, lots of song and dance. But Bollywood is not South Asia. South Asian cinema in all its diversity sounds more like this.
Pakistan is my country of birth.
You can't date your maid, Ash. It's impossible.
I was just checking out his ass.
The 16th Third Eye South Asian International Film Festival opens in San Francisco on November 1st. And I'm sad I will miss it sitting in Kolkata. This is Sandeep Roy. Now, this is a bit unusual. Usually, I miss other things from San Francisco in Kolkata, like sushi, public libraries, balsamic, strawberry ice cream, sometimes even the fog. But it's a little odd to miss something South Asian while sitting in South Asia. But the Third Eye South Asian Film Festival is about stories that rarely hit Indian screens. Or if they show up in a multiplex, it's for a millisecond, pushed out by bigger, glossier films. This year, there's Village Rockstars. It's India's official entry for the Oscars. A lovely film about a feisty little village girl in Assam who strums a styrofoam guitar and dreams of a real one. She gets into dusty fights and has a piggy bank in a bamboo pole and loves her pet goat. At a time when India is rocked by daily Me Too allegations, Village Rockstars, made by a woman about a young girl, is like a breath of fresh air. In fact, 2/3 of the films at Third Eye are by women, like Suitable Girl, following 3 women over 4 years, telling the story of their arranged marriages and matchmaking.
My mom's an alliance consultant, and she's into what we call marriage matchmaking.
That's what always made Third Eye unique. As an Indian in America, you always felt sandwiched between Bollywood's fantastical make-believe and the other India in newspaper headlines: poverty, gang rapes, caste riots. But what always fell through the crack was another India, even another Bollywood, like Shalom Bollywood, about how some of the great stars of Bollywood's early years, especially women, were actually Jewish, since good Hindu girls were not allowed to act in films.
The Jewish superstars who put the Shalom into Bollywood.
For many years, an Indian American film festival meant identity angst, immigration hyphenation anxiety, nostalgia for the homeland left behind, or films that explained arranged marriage or bindis. No longer. San Francisco resident Indu Krishnan goes back to her hometown Bangalore or Bengaluru. But this is no sepia-toned nostalgia trip. Good Guy, Bad Guy tells the real-life story of Zakir, a trash collector. Smiling guy who feeds stray monkeys with biscuits left in the trash can in the mall. Then Zakir disappears. Krishnan tracks him down in jail, arrested on a murder charge from a fight that apparently happened over a stolen mobile. It's a story about a changing India, an aspirational India set in India's Silicon Valley, but about a guy starting out, starting from scratch, not a startup. A guy who says, "I sleep on the street, no telling, will someone smash your head in with a stone? So I drink a quart of booze and fall asleep." We don't talk about this India much. Sometimes Indians in America are frozen in the year they left India, but the country's moved on. Once, we would joke Bollywood films were stuck in the "no sex or kissing, please, we're Indians" corset. But Third Eye showed that South Asian cinema was much more exciting than Bollywood. I've seen spy cam sex, live-in lovers, even full-on fellatio at the festival. And this year, there's the unmissable Ask the Sexpert, the amazing story of Mahinder Vatsa, sex advice columnist in an Indian newspaper. In a country that still says no-no to sex education, Mahinder Vatsa has no-nonsense advice on everything from masturbation to foreplay to safe sex.
35-year-old man, I'm a chain smoker and don't get a good erection. My wife prefers to insert a ripe banana in her vagina. She does not like your bad breath. Stop smoking. Be more caring and learning the art of foreplay. She may then prefer you to the banana every time.
This is not my parents' India anymore. Or actually, maybe it is. Mahinder Vatsa is 94 and still a lot cooler than all of us around there, teaching us how to have safer sex and better sex. So maybe there is hope yet. The Third Eye Film Festival opens on November 1st in San Francisco. And this is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.